unscripted, unedited, uneducated, unconventional, uncensored. Welcome to Illumination Podcast.
We are back. Welcome to Illumination. I am your host, Bob, here with my dad, Dave.
Howdy.
And cousin Pauline.
Why? What's with the voice?
Well, it's just being soft and gentle.
No, I thought something's coming now.
Pauline.
I don't trust you at all, Bob.
I'll take that as a compliment, maybe. Yeah, probably not. Very insulting.
Oh, hello, anyway.
Good way to start. Yeah, nice to have you here, maybe. How are we?
Charming.
How are we?
We're all right. Good, thanks.
You've had your hair coloured?
Yes, yep. I have.
We'll put a close-up picture of it on our Facebook.
No, please don't.
Are you happy with it?
I am, yeah.
How long did it take? Because women's hairs takes a long time.
I was with her for about 3 hours, but that wasn't... No, listen.
Okay, go on.
It was Mandy.
Mandy. Easy Mandy, we call her.
A good half hour having a cup of tea. Okay.
Yeah. She goes, that's too bad, her new blokes and that, yeah.
No, she's married. She's happily married.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Dave, you all right?
Yeah, not bad, mate, not bad.
You ever spent 3 hours in a hairdresser's?
No. Matter of fact, it takes me about 3 minutes now.
strong wind.
Walking number one, please, mate. Talk about gone on holiday for the woman. Normally, a woman does it, and I'm in and out. Why they show you that mirror at the back now? I don't know. It's just, I mean, but yeah, I mean, I used to back in the 70s, but diary days. I used to be on the chair for about an hour, washing it and blow drying it and cutting it. And
is that when you had long hair?
Now, in and out,
no messing.
Bit depressing.
Well, what a waste of time that was. You could have been down the square or Ruskin Park or somewhere else.
Yeah, playing tennis with me, you should get me eyes.
Had a sweatband on. I haven't been in the barbers for years.
Yeah, have you?
Probably since Abbey Wood. Was it Bill's? The one by the station?
Yeah, that's right.
Used to go in there. And then I realised I was bald, so I did it myself. Why don't you do yours yourself, Dave? It's very easy.
I was thinking that. Why don't you, like Chris? Dad does.
And you are quite... Sorry, what?
Just go... No, I'm not.
He's got a baby elephant.
There's still subtle bits they have to do, you know, around your ears and...
I use a...
Fuzzy bits at the back.
I use a lighter on my ears. Singe all the hair.
I was really confused.
They do that in a Turkish barber. Yeah. That hot wax.
Yeah, that's right.
Singes it.
Yeah, you get that burny smell.
The good thing is I don't have to go to an actual hairdresser's. I just go around her house and sit in her kitchen.
Oh, she does it in her house?
Yeah, that's why she don't.
Do you want to give her a little plug? Has she got a company name or is it just Mandy's hairdressing?
She's just Mandy.
Mandy.
I'm Mandy, fly me.
Yeah, you can find her on Tinder.
She's married, for God's sake!
Very happily married.
Of course she is. They all are. That's what they all say. Well, after our 100th episode, it's time to get back into the round of 16.
It's competition time.
Oh, God, isn't it just? The last one really was difficult.
Well, both of them, really.
Yeah, it's true. There are no easy matchups. I'm really worried about the quarterfinals, semifinals. It's going to be... Impossible,
yeah,
surely.
Maybe.
But we are going to do it because we set ourselves that challenge. So do you want to do the draw?
Pauline, after you.
Oh, okay. You ready?
What you got?
Bob's favourite, Men in Black.
Oh, Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Well, before we draw, as we've done in previous rounds, or not rounds, bouts, as Dave likes to hear me say, we're going to play a little short clip of Men in Black for you. So here it is.
All right, Beatrice, that was no alien. The flash of light you saw in the sky was not a UFO. Swamp gas from a weather balloon was trapped in a thermal pocket and refracted the light from Venus.
Wait a minute. You flash that thing, it erases the memory, and you just make up a new one.
A standard issue neutralizer.
And that weak-ass story is the best you can come up with.
All right. Well, on a more personal note, Edgar ran off with an old girlfriend. You go stay with your mum a couple of nights. You'll get over it and decide you're better off.
Yeah, because he never appreciated you anyway. In fact, you know what? You kicked him out, and now he's gone. You're going to town, find yourself some nice dresses, get yourself some shoes, find somewhere to get a facial, and hire a decorator to come in here, because, damn.
And there you go, little clip from Men in Black, the first one, obviously.
Which we'll be up against Home Alone.
Home Alone,
wow. Home Alone.
Home Alone-y. And here it is, the little clip.
Who is it? It's little Nero, sir. I have your pizza. Leave it on the doorstep and get the hell out of here.
Okay, well, what about the money?
What money?
Well, you have to pay for your pizza, sir.
That a fact. How much do I owe you?
That'll be $11.80, sir.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Cheapskate.
Hey, I'm going to give you the till a count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no-good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead. 1, 2, 10.
Then there you go, the dramatic scene.
I've got a question.
Go on.
What's a keister?
I don't know. Is it your arse?
It must be.
It must,
I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know how they get from a keister to arse. It's obviously an American thing.
Yeah,
it?
Keister.
It'd be like Cockney rhyming slang to them.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Keister.
Yeah. It's the only time I've ever heard it used.
I know someone who could let us know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, someone from America.
Somebody from South Carolina.
Yeah, she'll let us know, won't she?
Yeah, she'll let us know.
A keister.
Keister.
You filthy animal.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know a little side fact, I suppose, is that that film isn't actually a film. They made that for Home Alone.
So the black white, it's not an old film, then.
No, yeah, that's they made it just for that. Yeah.
Oh, they're not. Yeah,
is it? I mean, let's do it. I mean, let's go. I earned it.
F-A-C-T.
It's been such a while.
F-A-C-T.
Oh, I nearly forgot the words.
Well, F-A-C-T early on. Nice one.
Oh, I didn't realise that. I thought it was just an old clip from an old
movie. Yeah, so did I for a long time. Yeah, but they made it just for that, yeah. Because I think they use it in the second one as well, in the hotel. Where he goes, hey, get out, you pervert! Yeah. Oh, no, that's his uncle, isn't it? That's his uncle in the shower. Yeah, he records him. Get out, you little pervert.
I thought the second one was a letdown. It was just a copy of the first, but...
Yeah, it just gave you what you needed
the same
to...
Thing,
yeah,
wasn't it?
I don't know why you wouldn't... I mean, if you're going to do a second one, you might as well go for the trilogy, do you know what I mean? And sell the box set,
but
do you know what I mean?
Did they do another one?
They did, but he won,
I think it went up to 4, didn't it?
I think it went up to 6.
Oh,
I think.
Did it?
Oh, I didn't
but
know
Macaulay
that.
Culkin won it, yeah, so...
Who was the other kid?
Oh, who cares? Child, some child actor that didn't make it. I was in Home Alone once. Of course you were, sweetheart. So where do you want to start?
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fails, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch.
A gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch.
While we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
Well, Home Alone must be one of the best. I think it probably might be the best comedy film of the 90s, wasn't it?
I thought you were
going to
say Christmas film.
Yeah.
Well, I do like the Irish ones as well. I like the Van and all that lot, and Commitments even, and Waking Ned. But the American ones, this is better than all the Jim Carrey stuff, I think. There's a comedy. It's funny.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
The Jim Carrey, I just...
Yeah, but you two aren't fans of Jim Carrey, are you? See, in my mind, if you say 90s, I'll go straight to The Mask or Ace Ventura, whereas Home Alone, it's got an 80s vibe to me. It's got I do. It's got that sort of...
Well, it is 1990, I think, isn't it?
Oh, there you go.
So
yeah,
it's right
so
on
it's
the
on
edge.
That haze of the 80s.
So you asked me a question when this was out.
Go on.
Do I only ever watch it at Christmas? But I never asked you. Do you only ever watch it at Christmas?
I do only watch it at Christmas, but that doesn't mean to say I wouldn't watch it during the... Because I would just watch it when it's on telly, do you know what I mean? I haven't got it on, you know, I've got streaming stuff, but I wouldn't I wouldn't not watch it during the year. If it was on telly during the year, I'd probably watch it. But yeah, it is quintessential Christmas. I mean, if you was to say, you know, a survey of 100 people, what's the...
Is it your number one Christmas film?
No, I'm a diehard fan.
That's not a Christmas film.
It is a Christmas film.
It's not a Christmas film. It's an action film that just happens to be set at Christmas time.
Yeah?
It's not a Christmas.
It's a Christmas film.
No, it's not.
How do you...
It's got to have a Christmas theme in it.
Like what?
Well, Home Alone's Christmas all the way through it.
Look at Elf.
Yeah, but essentially, it's a kid at home, on his own. That's the story. Die Hard is a bloke going to visit his wife. But they are both at Christmas. It snows. They have Christmas songs in it.
No, Home Alone is actually about it being Christmas time. And there is a Father Christmas in it. And
yeah, exactly.
It's all, and he goes and sits with the Mary. That might be the second one in New York. And the Joseph. It is a Christmas. It's Christmas.
Yeah, but so is Die Hard.
It's not. It's nothing to do with Christmas.
Of course it is. It's Christmas. He's going to visit his wife.
Is there a Father Christmas?
It's a Christmas party in her work. And he's going to see him and be, you know, try and...
But it doesn't happen, does it?
Try and build bridges. They even have the jumper. Ho, ho, ho. Now I have a machine gun.
You can get Christmas cards with Die Hard on the front.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. He had a Santa hat on, the guy dead in the lift. Just because it's action doesn't mean it can't be Christmas.
Yeah, but I don't think of it as Christmas.
Like Jingle All The Way is about a bloke trying to get a toy.
I can't bear that.
Yeah, but that's more of a Christmas film than that.
No.
That is for Christmas Day, the Christmas present that he wants.
What about films that... Because I had this argument a while back when I was working in a different place where I would do like a little quiz at lunchtime. And, it's in working hours, but I said that to cover my back. And it would be a list of films, kind of like we do on here, a list of films or something, Tom Hanks films, Tom Cruise films, you know, anyone called Tom. And, the list I had and I'd worked on was the Christmas list, the top voted Christmas films of all time. And one of we sort of taking it in turns, and I'm going, okay, you, and they say one, yeah, it's there, Wonderful Life, and all this, Home Alone, whatever. And it went to a guy called Andy, he said The Wizard of Oz. And I said, it wasn't on the list. I said, that's not a Christmas film.
Put a map.
and he got livid because he said, it's always on at Christmas. I said, yeah, but so is The Great Escape.
Great Escape's normally an Easter one, actually.
Yeah, but it's not an Easter film, is it?
No.
That's what I mean.
Sound of Music's always on at Christmas. That's not a Christmas film.
No, exactly. So I ended up screwing up.
Yeah, but it's a family film, isn't it? They put on at Christmas. But no one's saying Sound of Music is a Christmas film. He's saying Die Hard is a Christmas film, and it just isn't.
It is.
It isn't.
Of course it is.
It isn't.
Of course
anyone
it is.
Out there want
to
put their thing on it?
I mean, it ends with a Christmas song and everything.
No.
No, what are you talking about? It is.
It's not.
It is. Why isn't
Elf
it?
Is my favourite Christmas film.
Oh, disappointing. I didn't see that till about 10, less than that, about 5-6 years ago.
I like that.
And I was boring, dull. Good. I think one of the best Christmas films is Bad Santa.
Oh, you like that?
That is brilliant.
That kid in that is so weird looking, isn't he? He's so well cast.
Oh, Billy Bob's brilliant in that.
Yeah, he is.
And the two was just as good. I thought they were both good.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it, but I only watched it for the first time this Christmas. I'd never seen it before, so it might be brand new. I don't know. Was the one with the bloke that looks like the bloke in The Big Lebowski. The actor that's a spitting image of him that you thought it was him when we talked about it.
Val
before.
Kilmer.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Pauline.
The kids stay up all of Christmas Eve to see him.
Oh, yeah, Kurt Russell.
Christmas
Chronicles.
That's it.
Yeah, second one was rubbish.
Oh, the second one's awful. I gave up.
The first one was that kid where she speaks.
Elf language. Yeah. She looks at the camera. Yeah.
That's funny.
She was really good in that. I didn't mind that. Because when they say, it's a Christmas film, I'll tell you what was good, the film Klaus on Netflix. That was really good. The animated one. We watched that, didn't we, Dave?
Klaus? Did
we?
Yeah. What the hell does Klaus mean?
Klaus. It sort of starts with the story of how the myth of Santa Claus came about. It starts off called one thing and people telling each other, Chinese whispers kind of thing, and it ends up being Claus and Klaus it's a really good film. We watched it, didn't we, Dave? It's like animated, like
did
a
we?
Cartoon. Yeah.
It left an impression of Dave.
It starts off with the postman. And his dad, who is a postman, runs the postal
for. How long ago did we watch it? When you were about eight?
No, it's only last 2 years that it's come out. We watched it Christmas time, just gone.
I can't remember.
It must be really boring.
Did I like it at the time? Probably not.
You said it was all right.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, what else?
It was.
You know the one I can't watch.
You'd like it. I don't like
the look of it. Is the Polar Express film?
Oh, I love. Oh,
I can't, that just makes me feel ill just looking at him.
What do you mean ill?
It just looks horrible, doesn't it?
Oh, I love. It's like a nightmare. Film. No, it's not.
It's like
it's
early.
Lovely.
It's like early CGI, though, when it's Tom Hanks, but it's not Tom Hanks.
It looks a creepy, aren't they?
There is a few strange bits in it, but I love it. Oh, I love it at the end when he gets the little bell out of his pocket and he shakes it to see if he can hear it. Like, because he couldn't hear it before, could he?
Every time a bell rings. wrong film.
Oh. Good luck, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
So we've established that Die Hard is a Christmas film, and it goes through to the next round.
I think you'll find it didn't, because it's two people said it was and one said it's not a Christmas film, we decided.
Yeah, but it's ain't a Christmas competition.
If I had to write down Christmas films,
Die Hard
Christmas
was 80s.
Ready, I don't think, oh, Die Hard.
I do, straight away. More people would say Home Alone. It is just one of them films, and it is...
I think The Unforgiven's just as much a Christmas film as Die Hard.
Unforgiven, what's that?
It's not a Christmas film, it's a Western thing. He's winding me up now.
Oh. Men in Black is just as much as a Christmas film as Die Hard.
Grow up. It's not.
The Matrix. Now, that's a Christmas film. I've seen that one.
Yeah, but the snow's green as it falls. What about Macaulay Culkin? I mean, he's so good.
Yeah, really good.
See, I put this film, Home Alone, and Uncle Buck very close together. I don't know what the gap is between them. He's a little bit older in Home Alone, but I don't know what the gap years-wise is.
Can't be much.
No, it can't be, can it?
Uncle Buck must be late 80s, I thought. Same about John Candy, wasn't it? I really liked him.
Yeah, I did. It makes me sad when I watch Uncle Buck, and then the end of it, he does that wave, and it stops, it pauses, and then the credits go. I don't know.
The Great Outdoors was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I've not seen that.
What's his name?
Trading Places, bloke. Blues Brother.
Yeah, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Dan Aykroyd. God, that was painful. Go on, Pauline, you're going to say
something. So I get them muddled up and I can't remember, as per usual. The bloke in Cool Runnings. Is it
John
Candy? Is Uncle Buck?
Yes.
Oh, am I right then? Yeah, I like that film as well.
I think Cool Runnings was, I think it was his last feature film.
That was 90s. That was scrutinised.
Yeah. How wasn't in, I don't know.
It didn't quite make it.
Cool Runnings, but Wayne's World did.
Yeah. I stand by that. Absolutely.
I don't.
Fill the rhythm. Fill the rhythm.
I was out.
Should have been in there.
I think Cool Runnings was actually in the 32 at one point.
Yeah.
And it didn't make the 64.
I can't believe it didn't.
I see pride. I see power.
And then he win the egg and then they smash into the thing, doesn't he? And he goes, you dead man? Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's when they arrive at wherever it is and they stop at the door and John Candy carries on and they're all at the door like, what the hell?
Oh, it's much funnier than your stupid
Wayne's World is good. Yeah, I actually watched Wayne's World the other day because it was about halfway through. And
what,
I just
Jeff though?
No.
Did you lose a bet?
Harm behind my back.
You just will laugh.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. But Macaulay Culkin in this, he is the...
I never saw that Filthy Rich, was it? Or something Rich?
Oh, yeah, Richie Rich,
yeah.
That was sort of teenage. That was terrible. Don't ever watch that. He has done a couple of things as an adult as well, but I don't know what it is. I've never seen him.
Wasn't he friendly with Michael Jackson?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he didn't he go to court for him or something like that? Yeah, but he did. All the child stars used to love Michael Jackson. Yeah. You know, the Corey Feldman and all these other people. Actually, quick story about that. On the set of Goonies, there's a scene. Do you know Goonies quite well?
No.
No. Okay.
What? You must know the Goonies.
I know the Goonies, but not really well.
There's a scene where they're underground. They've already gone down, and the well is above them. And there's pipes like coming up and down, and it's people drinking taps in the park, and they're going up and down. Yeah. And there's a bit where Corey Feldman, as he's a kid actor, he has to shout something, and he wasn't getting it right. And Steven Spielberg was getting annoyed at him. He's like, oh, I can't keep doing takes. I want you to be, powerful. I want you to do it. And he knew Corey Feldman was a fan of Michael Jackson. So Spielberg pulled him to one side and said, if you do this right, I'll have Michael Jackson come to this set and meet you. So then that was it. The next take, boom, nailed it straight away. And Michael Jackson went to the set, and there are pictures of him sort of on set. I think he crawled through there's a tunnel bit and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, little fact for you there.
God, you're full of them today, aren't you?
Yeah, we're not going to do it again.
No,
Jesus.
I don't mean do it again, no.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
because I've read Corey Feldman's autobiography. Yeah, so that's a little fact for you. Yeah.
Dave looks completely bored.
Yeah. Bored.
No, I'm shocked. You actually read a book. How many books have you read in your life? About five?
I can only read books that are all by people telling me about their lives.
How many have you actually read?
Probably about six.
Probably
about six.
I can't believe that.
Russell Brand, Peter Kay, Alan Carr, Frank Skinner, Corey Feldman, Bret the Hitman Hart, Dennis Bergkamp.
Seven. You read the other one as well, though. The rest of who dressed up in the white suit.
Oh, yeah. A white suit. Mankind. Yeah. Nick Foley. So eight. That's not bad, is it? For a lifetime?
Your whole life?
Oh, nine. Hungry Caterpillar. I forgot that one.
I thought you gave up with that one halfway through.
A bit too complicated.
You're not a big reader, are you, Robert?
I don't know. That's the weird thing, that I'm not a big reader, but I'm a massive writer.
Massive writer? Is that true? You're a massive writer?
Yeah, I'm not.
You're not Stephen King, are you, mate?
I'm not successful. I'm massively into it. I love to do it. Okay. Give me the chance. I had a meeting about my script the other day.
Did cool. you?
Yeah.
And
I've got to do a rewrite. But it's a collaboration on
I
kind
don't
of
get what that means. You've got to rewrite it.
No. Well, I did a first draft.
Yeah.
Well, I've actually done about three drafts where you go in and just critique it, send it off. We had a meeting and we've agreed to kind of rejig it a little bit, make it funnier or, you know,
but
more
still
powerful.
Going with the story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It is what it is kind of thing. Yeah. But he was talking about, you know, scenes, how we could shoot it and all that kind of stuff. So he's thinking about that side of things and how we can make it easier.
Oh, I look forward to that then.
I look forward to that. Yeah, so I'm working on that at the moment. Exciting times. So, yes,
but
Dave, I'm a massive
about
writer.
Books. Sorry, I know this isn't a podcast about books. I absolutely love a book. I can get into a book like I'm watching a film and cry my eyes out at the end.
Do you read fiction and non-fiction or just fiction?
Mainly fiction. And then I can't stop thinking about it after. Oh, I wonder what she's doing now. I finished the book.
I forget who's in the room, though. I have to go back and sort of read, and I forget what's going on. And so
I haven't read as much as I give up work, so I used to read in work.
And no work.
No, you had breaks, didn't you? And I used to get an hour early and read before I started.
Just to get away from us kids.
You'd go out an hour early to read?
Well, because I was in a car share.
Oh, right, that makes sense.
So they used to get in early, so I had to get in early as well. So I didn't get in early to read. Oh, I must get up early so I can read. Plus, the last year we didn't do any work anyway, so I was reading a lot. But I don't seem to get around to it indoors
You're in the garden reading your Beatles now and again.
Oh, I read that, yeah. But I haven't read a novel since I stopped work.
I would have thought he'd done more.
I've got two Jack Reachers waiting for me. Michael Connelly, old Bosch.
That's Tom Cruise, isn't it?
Might as well have done Tom Thumb. But, I like a good novel.
I did try...
Detective stuff, murder stuff like.
I remember Mum used to try and get me to read books. She bought me Adrian Mole. Do you remember Adrian Mole?
I remember. God,
13 and
Quarter,
wasn't he?
Yeah, something like that. And she asked me,
something can three quarters.
She asked me to read, have a read of this, and trying to get me to read. But I forget who's in the room. I just don't know what's going on.
I can't believe it. You don't know what you're missing, honestly.
I'll wait for the film.
There's nothing worse. I hate that.
Well,
no,
what?
I don't like that.
What?
I like just the book. If they bring out a film, it's ruined.
It's not right
how I imagined each room. And
I can read a book and then watch the film. But if I've watched the film, I definitely wouldn't read the book.
No, the book's always the best because it's your imagination.
Book, the book's always better than the film.
And then you think, well, she didn't look like that in my head. And that room wasn't like that in my
and
head.
Then you
and
see Tom Cruise as Jack Reacher, you know.
Well, I was saying that, talking about books, I was very, very tempted to start reading the Jurassic Park book because...
Well, I'm surprised you haven't.
Well, because it's a book, isn't it? It's hard work, isn't it? But I just thought... Because
it's too familiar for you. Bro.
No, but I listen to a lot of podcasts about films and stuff. So a lot of people talk about the contrast between the book and the film and... You know, how different it is and certain characters get killed off that don't get killed off in the film. And it's a different kind of ride. I just think because I've got the that knowledge of the film, I can visualize the T-Rex or whatever dinosaur it is, or, you know.
Michael Crichton, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He created ER, I think. Well, it's something to do with ER. You know, the TV program.
Oh, ER. Thought you meant emergency George rooms Clooney, in America.
Doug Ross.
Yeah. George Clooney, yeah, he was in it, yeah.
All the Harry Potter books, but I've never read them.
Well, my fiance, she read all the Lord of the Rings, which apparently is one of the hardest books to get.
I tried that. I tried The Hobbit, and I got about 20 pages in. I just couldn't get into it.
But she was saying, she was reading it and pronouncing things different ways because they have so many fantastical words, and then when she saw the film, she was like, oh, that's how you say it. You know, she's saying it completely wrong for years. But her and her dad are into it massively. Yeah,
sorry to bring the Beatles into it again, but did you know that the Beatles were on like a four film contract, and they'd done Hard Day's Night and Help, and they needed something else. So around about 1968, when they were like long hair and all that, someone had the idea in their camp to do Lord of the Rings with the four Beatles, the four characters. I think John Lennon was going to be, Paul McCartney was going to be, I know George Harrison was going to be Gandalf.
So they weren't the four hobbits, they were just...
No, they were going to be four characters, innit? They were going to be the main four characters, obviously, but it all fell through because I think the people who had rights to the story no way, like, you know.
So,
So that's why they done the Yellow Submarine.
Oh, yeah. A bit weird, that one. Yeah.
So is Lord of the Rings, was that written years and years ago then?
Yeah. Middle-earth times.
I don't think it was...
Well,
it was written about the 40s, something like that.
J.R. Tolkien.
I did not know that. I thought it was written around about the time the films come out.
Oh, God, no. They've been around forever. Oh. And there's a character in it. I mean, I don't know any of this. I only know it from my fiancée. But she's saying there's a character in the books who is a mainstay character called Tom Bombadil, I think. And he's not in the films at all. Because he's such a complex character, you can't put him in. She's tried to explain it to me loads of times, and I'd sort of glaze over. But, yeah, so he's not in the films at all. He is like the mainstay of it. Yeah,
I've still got to watch the third one yet. I've watched one and two.
Return of the King.
Yeah, and that's one I've got to watch.
First one's the best one.
I like the first one. The second one was alright, but the first one I really enjoyed.
I see. I can't see them as separate films now because I've binged them so much. I've done them all in one go. We did all the Dark Knights.
Will they all be in the 2010s?
I think so. Yeah.
And they'll all be in it then, won't they? We get around to the 2010s.
Do you want to hear my phrase?
No, it would have been the 2000s, wasn't it? Not 2010s. They're all about 2001 and 4 and 4 and 3 and 4.
They were close together, weren't they?
Yeah, 2000. They'd be in the 2000s, weren't they?
Yeah. I tell you what, the making of the Lord of the Rings films is a film in itself. It's really good, the way they sort of done things and the actors talk about the scenes that they shot first of all. The first scene that they filmed with Sam and Frodo was them on the rock after they put the ring in. So they've been through all of this sort of stuff and they had to sort of visualise what they'd been through, not really having the journey of 3 years of shooting and knowing how far they've got. There's loads of little bits in there where their hair gets pulled off or there's a story where Frodo, the guy who played Frodo and Samwise Gamgee, they're having their lunch and they're the last people who are needed on set. So the whole place clears out and there's tables, different separate tables all around the thing. And he says to him, I bet you can't touch every single one of these tables before we get called to go on set. And he goes, oh, I bet I can. All right, go. And he runs around. He bangs on the table. And his foot comes off, the hobbit foot. You know, they wear them fake feet. His foot come off. And he was like, oh, shit, oh, God, Peter Jackson's going to have a right go at me, oh, God. So he's trying to put his foot on so it doesn't look like it's, obviously they do makeup and prosthetics and all that kind of stuff that's, takes time. And then they went up and he said, oh, it just came off. Didn't tell him that he'd be running around like
that. Legging it round.
Yeah. But there's loads of stories in it and it's amazing how they do it. Like the massive sets and in the rain and the filming and it's incredible. The weapons
look really full on feel. Yeah, I can't imagine
and had to make everything twice as well. So you think for the guy who plays Frodo, I forget his name.
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood. Yeah, who was also in Back to the Future. Just, was he? He was. He was the kid in the calf. That, you have to use your hands. That's a baby's toy. Yeah, he's really small in it. Anyway, so what was I saying?
No idea.
We all switched off ages ago.
He's a normal sized guy, but for the distance shots, you have to have a miniature standing next to Gandalf or whoever.
Father Ted.
And so they have to make his costume, but also a miniature version, all the weapons and the miniature version.
Oh, could you be bothered?
Oh, and it's funny because they didn't have the technology, first of all, to create like a big, massive fighting scene where people were running. You know, none of that's real. It's all computerized. So they give it was, I mean, it's way out of my brain's power, but for every little person on the screen, they gave him a little mind and like a computer mind of, right, okay, you're battling. This is a battle. Go. And the first time they did it, they ran away because they didn't want to fight or die or whatever. Yeah. So that's a sort of pre-program.
Oh, that's hard work.
It's amazing. Yeah, just the story of the making of Lord of the Rings is incredible. There's so many different stories. I could go on, but I won't.
I've got to get it off your chest.
Oh,
yeah,
what, from you?
No.
Oh, hello.
It's part two of one we've already had.
Part oh, okay. Two? Well, you need to collect your Bluetooth, Dave. Otherwise, it's going to come out all tinny.
Oh, well, I'm not quite sure. We can...
Well, Dave's going to play this through his mic.
Well, I've got it on the Bluetooth if you want it. What are you called?
What am I called?
Roadcaster Pro. Pro, got it.
Oh, look go at on. That. Go on in. Wait, you ready?
No.
Okay. You got to give me some notice on these, Dave.
Oh, well, yeah, I know, but I thought it'd be a surprise for you.
You can't surprise the producer.
I'll have to go through Tinny because it's not connecting.
Oh, well, Ian, he's going to play this through the microphone. We should have sorted this out beforehand.
No, I thought it'd be a surprise. It only lasts 30 seconds.
Okay, we'll play it into the mic and we'll see how this goes.
I'll just put it on the table. It'd come
out.
No.
Put it up to the mic. It's
well, then the other one through the mic, it came out all right.
Did it? Have you listened to it?
No.
Exactly.
Here it comes.
Hiya. I just need to get something off my chest. Now, it really annoys me when some people don't pronounce their words correctly. Take the word assume. You can assume something. There is no sh sound in that word. So why do some people say they assume, Pauline? And don't even get me started on you, Bob. The word is specific, not pacific. Oh, that's better.
It's not Pacific, it's Atlantic. Oh God! I've listened back to these and I think, what am I talking about? Like,
oh, yeah.
For the pronouncing and stuff, it's yeah.
Then do you sometimes think of things when you get home and think, God, why didn't I say that? Yeah, so all the obvious. Time.
But yeah, I do get that.
So she's picking up on your.
Do I say Pacific?
What do I say?
You say a lot of shit.
Assume. I assume.
I assume. No, I can't say that.
Assume.
Eve, I'm really sorry. It's always going to be assume.
That's Auntie Yvonne, by the way. That was Auntie Yvonne, yeah.
Assume. Who, don't come out right. I have to concentrate on that.
Yeah, it's funny. Assume. You say about things you say, though, in the last episode, and I haven't heard it back. I was just laying in bed and I thought, why did I say that? And it's the Delaware song. What did Delaware? It's obviously New Jersey, because not New Jumper, because they're all states of America, aren't they? So New Jersey. So she certainly picked on you two there, didn't
Absolutely,
she?
Absolutely, yeah.
She didn't pick on you at all.
No, well, I'm...
And I know who to blame in this scenario, Yvonne. I blame you, Dave.
My convolution.
For a bad education.
Yeah, I blame you, Dave.
Yeah,
well.
Boo.
Because you told Mum to drag us up.
Yeah, you're going to go to school. No, we're not going to go B&Q today.
My convolution has always been bifurcated.
Wow. That's for a different podcast, I think. Well, thank you very much, Yvonne. I didn't know it was I was going to do the...
Yeah,
I can do it twice if you want.
Get it off your chest.
I hope you do feel better about that, Yvonne, because we really appreciate you getting involved.
I wonder if she's got a little pad
on
the side of the bed. And then she's, I'll make a note of that one.
Yeah.
Because she does do things, doesn't she? She sends us stuff. She's not on Facebook, but she does send us stuff saying, that's right and this is wrong and you done that and you said this and that was
you didn't
wrong.
Play the tune.
Oh, but I was so pleased with her the other day when she that message came through. I thought, yes, Avon, thank you very much.
What was the message?
Well, because she told me I was right about the man that was in the whale's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Then you said you knew already. Now, I don't know if you really did.
I had heard about that story.
There's a lot of pointer fingers going
There's
on over there.
There's a lot of fingers here, isn't it?
But, yeah, I was pleased that she put you two right.
So there was
Thank
a man.
People. I would do my best to say assume.
It sounds weird now.
Sounds
doesn't
weird,
it?
Yeah. I can't do it.
We'll probably keep an eye on that now, won't we?
Pacific. So I suppose we should talk about Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much, Yvonne. I hope you feel better for that.
Men in Black.
Men in Black. What's your thoughts?
I think Men in Black's.
Well, I was waiting for bowling.
I think sort of Men in Black's. Punching above its weight at this level, I think.
It's a bit like England. They got the easy draw.
Yeah, I think so.
When you was at school, well, I think I'd left school when this came out. Yeah. But didn't you...
I wasn't at school when it came out.
Didn't Bill just sing Hairy Crack? That made me laugh.
What's your name?
What? That's what we used to sing.
Is it? Can you give us a rendition?
No, I'm not singing it now.
In what context?
Well, no, yeah. Not... Where his words used to be, Men in Black.
Here come the men. No.
Cut his hair out.
Oh, she's lower than
I have never heard that before.
Oh, perhaps it was just...
Here comes the hairy crack.
Hang on, I think Mike's downstairs. I've got to get the sub on.
Yeah, no, I remember being at work and the...
No, work now. Now she's 40 years old.
Because I remember going with my friend to the cinema to see it. And we had a day off work, yeah. And all the blokes and that used to sing that.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, can you cut this out,
Bob? No, this is there forever now.
Forever and a day.
So whenever I see that, that's the first thing that comes
Well, to so will head. I now, thanks.
Sorry, Yvonne.
She's lowered the tone, for goodness sake. I mean, I assume you like this film.
Yeah, I do like this film.
It's a good film.
Yeah, I love Will Smith.
Yeah, you're a big fan of Will Smith, but like Will all his other stuff, yeah. I Am Legend, and we talked about this before.
Yeah, that's £7 was the film.
Yeah, £7. Yeah. We mentioned Dave.
Did you watch it, Dave?
What?
£7. I said to you to watch it.
No.
Oh.
I've forgotten all about it. You need to write stuff down. I'm getting old, you know. I can't remember all this stuff.
Yeah, no, £7.
You can remember the score of the flipping Wimbledon final.
The old stuff.
Who interviewed him in 1928?
1928?
Oh, brilliant.
So who's his £7 in?
Will Smith.
Oh.
He's really, really, really... I think it's one of his best, don't you?
I'm a big fan of Pursuit of Happiness. Yeah, I think that film's immense.
iRobot. I like iRobot.
iRobot, I Am Legend. Hitch, not really. Hancock as well with the superhero. That was terrible. Suicide Squad, I haven't seen.
That.
I like Will Black. Will Black. I like Will Smith when he's not Will Smith, if you know what I mean. I like him acting as someone else. Not when, like in Independence Day, he was Will Smith, wasn't he?
So you haven't seen The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Dave?
Oh, no, just watching...
Oh, I used to watch that all the time.
I think you have to be American to like that, don't you?
No.
No,
not at all.
The thing is, I was brought up on America, like Saved by the Bell and things like that. It was all American.
Oh, he died, didn't he? Quite recently.
I was brought up on American as well. My Three Sons. Lucy Show.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Flintstones.
Jetsons.
Yes, I remember Jetsons, yeah. Jetsons,
Thunderbirds.
Top Cat, Thunderbirds was British.
No.
Thunderbirds was British.
Ah, was it?
Thundercats.
Thundercats.
Yeah, what was the Nanu Nanu?
Malk and Mindy.
Malk and Mindy, yeah.
Yeah, Robin Williams, yeah. Hmm.
Happy Days.
Frasier, Friends, Cheers. Sorry, they just...
Right, shoving off now.
Yeah, we're just naming American stuff now. So in context, if it was films, Will Smith films.
Oh, this isn't up there.
Oh, is it not?
No.
Okay.
Not
right.
Really.
Name three better than that.
Go.
Pursuit of Happiness. Seven.
Seven?
Seven?
Seven. £7.
Oh, £7. Pounds. Yeah. What's in the box?
iRobot. iRobot's better.
Is iRobot the one with the Alsatian?
No, what? That's I Am Legend.
Oh, I Am Legend.
Robot's the one with the robots.
I hate you two. I don't know why I'm here. When is Mike coming back?
Never,
I hope. It was just a stopgap and I'm still here.
Yeah, we'll let you out of this room one day. What about you, Dave?
Hitch, probably, because I do like Hitch. That makes
me laugh. He's the hot bloke. He's a love bloke. Can't think of the word.
When he's dating, he gets two people together, don't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it's good, that one.
I've only ever seen it once. I don't think...
Oh, it's really good. And I love the fact it's all in New York.
New York.
So I'm looking in the background all the time.
I've been there. I stood there. Well, Home Alone, obviously, the second one, New York.
But don't you wish you had one of them, Would you love to do that? Neuralizer, with
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I feel like I've had that done to me loads. Because I can only like remember up to a point, and then the rest of it's just a blank.
Was you hit over the head at some point?
I'll tell you something what happened when he was a kid.
Oh, God.
What did he do?
No, I'll tell you. I was, you know the story about him and Mike not getting on the bus?
Yeah.
Well, this is another time. It was just him. So I think Michael must have been a year old and started school. And he was the only one left. Oh, he was home alone. Anyway, I was taking him into Woolwich and I was going to the bus stop. But I didn't go to the normal, for some reason, I weren't at the normal bus stop. We was at the one further back. And there was this wall, and it must have been about, well, I'm 5'8", 5'9", so it must have been about 6 foot tall. So he was sort of trying to run around that, so I stuck him up on the wall.
I was like Woody on the shelf.
And he was chatting away, waiting for the bus, and then the bus came around the roundabout. I said, come on, let's go, and I turned around, he weren't there. He'd gone. Oh, flipping hell.
So did you shit yourself quickly?
Well, yeah, you didn't know it was the wall of a paedophile ring. And they just
You had lowered it.
Anyway, so I'm running around the south wall and he's on the floor, the other side of the wall. He fell off the wall like Humpty Dumpty. But anyway, it was quite serious. He was. His little blonde hair and his little short trousers. I said, Bob, you're right. He goes, and he was sort of trying to fall asleep. I thought, oh, God, I've killed him. Like, so, about 100 yards away, it was the health centre where all the doctors were. And I ran in there and I said to the receptionist,
I've killed him.
I said, oh, my son's just hit his head and he's trying to fall asleep. She goes, wait, I'll get you in straight away. So she made a phone call. We went straight in to see this doctor and it was a woman. And she looked at him in his eyes. She said, oh, I think you're all right, he said. Say about the eyes, you know, she could tell that he wasn't going into conscious or something. But she said, what are you going to do when you leave here? I says, well, I was going to go to Woolwich, but I'll go back home now. So I had to carry him home. He got the all clear and done a couple little tests on him. Got the all clear and we went home. So that was it. Bob's little Humpty Dumpty story.
Well, I'll tell you what, that does explain a few things.
I had a big thing about swings, didn't I, Dave?
Oh, yeah, and that's another one, wasn't it?
Jesus. I used to fall off swings all the time. I mean, they're not hard to be on. Sit on it, put your hands on it. Yeah, I don't know. I did it. Funny thing was, as an adult, when I was married, we went to Normandy to like a caravan park. For a family holiday, and I fell off a swing there as an adult as well. I don't know.
I don't know.
Thing is, if he fell off the wall now, he'd die because I know I'm picking him up and running 100 yards of him to the health centre.
Yeah, I'd like to see you reach up and put me on a wall, Dave.
But that one, he's on holiday. We left them playing in the swings and all that because Dan's a bit older than you, isn't he?
So, yeah.
And we went to get a couple of bits of shopping, and we was walking back. As we walked back, he said. Jack said, is that Bob? And Bob was just sort of laying there, not moving, and the other kids are just sort of looking down at him, you know.
Just nudging me with their toes. He's dead.
I dropped the shopping, went over and picked him up, and that, but he seemed all right.
I've got a vision of when you picked me up, one of the kids saying, do you know him? And he said, yeah, I'm his dad. Yeah, but do we know he's his dad? Do you know he's his dad? Do you know he's his dad? Do you know he's his dad? Yeah, and it was literally right outside where we were staying. So, yeah, they saw you take me in.
Oh,
and
that's
so
quite sweet.
No, I cleared that up straight away, didn't I? Because I said, look, we're both obviously fantastically good-looking people. So we're obviously related.
Me with a misshapen head, looking like an egg.
Oh, you've been through the wars then, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I used to do all sorts of stuff.
You've
like
got
that.
Balance problems then.
I don't know.
Did you walk all right?
Well, I'm deaf in one ear now, aren't I? So, yeah,
like
maybe.
Your balance is all over the place.
Yeah, it doesn't really explain late being a kid, though, does it? I don't know why. Do you know what? I think because growing up with two older brothers, I think being on the swing, do you remember when kids used to do that thing where they swing really high and then they jump off?
Oh, I used to love doing that.
I could never get that. And I think that's what I was trying to do. I think that's what used to scare me, seeing my older brother go as high as he used to.
But once you got the knack of that, it was really easy.
Yeah, I only tried once, I think. That was it. That was the end of my... But I was always really... The funny thing is, I was always really careful as a kid. Like, even when we was on our skateboards or on our bikes or whatever, I was always worried about an old lady walking around the corner or something, or somebody being down the bottom of the... So I was always slower than everyone else. But they used to just tear around and not care. And
have no accidents.
Yeah, and I remember once Dad bought me an Ultimate Warrior T-shirt, and I loved it. Put it on first time I wore it. And you know, we used to sit on the skateboard and just go down in the sitting position. My T-shirt went underneath the wheel, and it just all went, and it made a big hole in the back of it. So it's the only first time I wore it. I came home and just took it off and put it like, you know, where you pull the drawer out and you put it behind the drawer, and I just never wore it ever again, never got it out. Oh, is that too? I don't want to wear it, Dave. I don't want to get damaged. I wasn't calling my dad Dave.
Surely you weren't saying Dave, then I don't want to be... That's a new thing. Well, not new. Well, that's been the last few years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't you call him Dad?
Well, waiting for the DNA test. No, because I was watching The Simpsons. I don't know how long I've been
doing
it.
The Simpsons.
And I just found it so funny that Bart calls Homer Homer. He doesn't call him Dad. So I just said, wouldn't it be funny if I called you
Dave? Oh, so I'm Homer. Thank you very much.
Don't. I started to call you Dave, and it just stuck. It just stuck, didn't it? And I don't know. It seems...
It would be really weird hearing you say Dad now.
Dad, yeah.
That wouldn't feel right.
Yeah, I don't know. When I hear Michael say it, because Michael laughs at me when I say Dave.
Michael doesn't like it, does he?
Yeah. Disrespectful, he says. Not calling
as
him.
Long as your dad does.
I call him Mr. Dave. Sir Dave. Lord Dave.
Yes, I like that.
Talking of which, The Apprentice is coming back on.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I saw an interview with Lord Alan Sugar.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
No, it's not Lord Alan Sugar, it's Lord Sugar. It's either Alan Sugar or it's Lord Sugar.
Oh, Lord.
You don't say the first name.
Lord Sugar. He was wearing a Spurs shirt when he was doing the interview. Which
oh,
was,
that's good.
Oh, that's good. That's nice. But,
when's that coming back?
I don't know. He was talking about the candidates, like, I suppose it's now with the lockdown.
Did they get that in America?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it's they did the Trump one. You watch it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It's not. It's all to do with making money. There's no money in our ones, is there?
No, it's about...
It's just the worst one gets kicked out.
How you went about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's the one they can shit on.
You want $29,000 for your charity.
Oh, no.
And I'll double that for you.
And Arnie took it over, didn't he?
Yeah, you're fired.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
No, they used to say get to the chopper, didn't they? Because they didn't go in a taxi, the loser. You went in a shop
no,
on the road.
Really?
Yeah, you say get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Okay. Wow. Then maybe it started in... Because there was a woman, first of all.
I've only ever seen the celebrity. I don't know how you can see the other ones because they used to put them on BBC late at night, about 1 o'clock in the morning.
I think it's the best program because it's really it's really smart people just being stupid.
But they're not smart, are they?
No. But then I used to work in a corporate.
Are you now
building.
Talking about the American one or our one?
Our one.
Well, our one. That's right, because I've seen our one.
But it's when
Australian ones are similar to ours, but on YouTube, they only have the odd episode. They don't have the whole series.
Yeah, well, that's supposed to sort of draw you in so you go and find it somewhere, but
you can't get it on DVD or nothing.
Yeah.
It's a shame that. I'll definitely watch them. Every country I'll watch them. Because it's just like watching a new series.
I love it.
It's one of the great programs, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope
Sugar's good at it, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's the perfect person for that role. Do you watch it, Paulie?
Yeah. I've not seen every series, but I've seen quite a few.
I always remember that bloke who went in for the interview, and I think it's Claude. Rips him apart. He said, look, you've got one page of information. The next page is you designing a logo. And then you're designing a logo. And he goes to say something. He goes, get out. And he gets out. He goes out the wrong door. He goes, oh, not that door.
He goes to the broom cupboard.
Yeah, he goes and just opens up any door. He can't.
He walks in. The other guy walks in. He's going to talk to him like slagging him off. He goes, yeah, it says here you're a big fish. You're not even a fish.
Yeah. You're great. Not even a fish.
I
brilliant.
Remember one woman, she had thought of something. I think it was a makeup thing. And the woman was saying to her, so you're telling me this is an original? She said, oh, yeah, it's totally original.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, well, can you tell me what this is then? And pulled out something that looked exactly the same,
yeah.
Already exists. And the woman, I just wanted to die. Yeah,
I love the interview bit. I really do.
Yeah, but sometimes when you get the interview bit, you know, you come into the
end. Yeah, I know.
It's the early ones, I think. Because they're all teammates, high-fiving each other. Yeah. Great idea, brilliant. When they get in there, they lose.
Yeah.
They all turn on each other. It's a brilliant program. I love it.
It's the first one to say, like with the losing team, it's the first one to say, look, I made a mistake. And they all go, yeah, he made a mistake. He did it. Yeah. He's the one. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Even though they were like, oh, that was a great idea.
Don't
yeah.
volunteer to be the leader in the first episode. That's the biggest no-no, that is, because you lose, you're out.
Yeah.
Because there's no one else really to go.
But if you win, then you're starting on a win, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. It's a good program.
Well, I mean, we're getting there. Men in Black and Home Alone. How do you see these comparing, Dave?
I think one is much better than the other.
Okay, so if you was to watch one tonight, what one would you watch?
Well, the one I think's better. The one I think's better is a film. Well, it's always Home Alone, isn't it? But Home Alone is a film you can watch over and over again. Men in Black, I've seen it about twice.
I've seen it quite a lot.
And I saw it when it first came out, and I saw it while we was making our minds up for this. It's a good film, but it's not as good as Home Alone.
Anything you don't like about the films?
I mean, you've got Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones is a great actor, I think. He's brilliant. He's brilliant in most things he does.
I like him in US Marshals.
Yeah, I prefer him in like serious roles.
Oh, yeah. But he is in this, isn't he? He's the straight guy to Will Smith's.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call it a totally straight.
Oh, no, it's a tongue-in-cheek kind of, yeah.
But, Home Alone is one of their films. I'll probably watch it again at Christmas if it comes on. I've seen it 4, 5, 6 times.
And people we haven't mentioned yet is the two bad guys, Joe Pesci and the other guy.
Oh, yeah, Joe Pesci, doing a bit of comedy. And the other guy, who's the other guy?
I don't know his name, but he was in City Slickers. Do you remember City Slickers? Yeah, he was
Billy
in,
Crystal.
He's the one. Yeah, he's the one who's got the checkout girl pregnant. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
When she turns up, and goes, oh, "I'm late," and his wife goes, "Why is she telling you this? I'm the manager. Obviously, she's going to tell me." Like, oh yeah, I really like City Slickers.
What about you, Pauline? What are you thinking?
Oh, what am I saying now? What?
Yeah,
I'm
you can
going...
do.
Oh, definitely Home Alone.
Do you think
one of my favourite Christmas?
Do you think Men in Black is punching?
Men in Black would have been my very bottom of all of these.
Oh, okay.
But I still preferred it over Matrix. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a shock. I mean, this was, mind you, if this was Home Alone and Matrix, you
yeah. But the thing is, though, yeah, Matrix knocked out T2. T2 beats Matrix. T2 slaughters Men in Black.
T2's much better than this and much better than Matrix.
Yeah, but that's the draw. That's the luck of the draw. Yeah, that's the way we did it.
Well, the bad luck of the draw. Yeah, Arnie.
But then, like we say, Men in Black was like England. They got an easy draw.
Easy off.
Yeah, easy off. That's it.
And I must admit, when we pulled these out, when I looked at that, I thought, oh, that's all right. I know I'm going to be going for the other one.
Whatever the other one is, I'll go for it. Well, okay. Well, Dave, you might as well.
Is it free zip, Bob?
Well, yeah. We're at free zip. Home Alone goes through to the next
Men
round.
In Black has been zapped.
It has, yeah. A little fact for you. Do you know the scene where...
Another one?
Yeah, I know. Check me out.
I don't know where Home Alone's gone.
What about Diary?
You know where the... Yeah, we ain't done it yet. Hold on.
I thought you was ending.
No, I'm going to do it with this fact.
Oh,
we'll end with the Diary.
No,
yeah.
It's just we've done our vote.
I know. Oh, I can't wait. Come
on. You need a peg or down a couple of pegs.
I wish I could. I just thought you'd forgotten. Sorry.
The scene where the van almost hits Macaulay Culkin, you know, where he's walking, he goes up to his nose, filmed in reverse. There you go. See?
Well done.
See, I'm doing reverse.
But then I'm gullible. You could just be telling me any old.
How else are they going to do it? Oh, stand there, Macaulay. We're just going to get the van as close to your nose as possible. Filmed in reverse.
Good fact, that is.
Yeah. And also, no, I'll save that for another time. Different film. Anyway, this is.
Diary!
I've been looking out for Diary, the single, because I've started collecting singles for my Danzit Vivas 1964 record player I bought recently. And I've been buying some singles, and I've been trying. I looked it up on eBay, and I got 20 quid for it.
What, for Diary?
Yeah. Unbelievable, Jeff. So I ain't going to get
worth that. Every penny.
Anyway, 19th of July, Monday, work. At night, go over Ruskin Park, play tennis, then go to the Crown and Greyhound.
Diary.
Do you know where the Crown and Greyhound is?
No, go on.
Dulwich Village. Oh. Still there. I passed it when I go to my mum's. When I go to Yvonne's. But I remember when we used to go back at them days, you couldn't see any wall. It was all covered in pictures in frames. The whole... The whole walls were covered.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You couldn't see
the inside of the pub.
The inside of the pub, yeah. It's just totally covered. Same now.
Let's go just in there, covering up all look. The damp.
Yeah, some of the pictures. And they weren't like, a lot of them weren't like professional artists. You know, they were like amateur artists. Some of them were quite crap, actually. We used to laugh at some of them. But yeah, that's just something I remember.
I never heard of that one.
Back in the day when I was buying me a round of five drinks for £1.02.
It's unbelievable.
Well, that was a good diary to end on. Still tennising, still going out.
Yeah, I think it's finished now, though, but we've still got the remnants. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the end of it. Home Alone goes through. Men in Black is out and justified. Absolutely justified. I don't think many people are going to vote the other way.
We've got a bit of a serious situation. Because the Home Alone card's gone AWOL. I don't know where it's gone.
Oh, we'll find it.
Okay. Suppose we don't. Men in Black had to be reinstated.
Maybe it's
Has it been put back in?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe we left it at home on its own. Right, that's it. That's the end of the episode. Never assume that you know what Pacific film we're going to pick. So we'll see you next time. Oh, this is Maze, our sponsored band for this round of 16. And this is Time Is On Our Side. Check them out on Spotify. They are really good.
Maybe
band.
On your side. It's not on mine.
And we'll take care and see you next time.
See you later.
That's my dear.